just for love, like the wing of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever situations that I feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Just trying to be.
This is Larkin, Texas. Like you, just an American on a fine Saturday afternoon. Today is September 10th, 2011. And you're tuned to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Faith is a state of openness or trust. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and float. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging to belief, of holding on. In other words, a person who is fanatic in matters of religion and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God and the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, they are holding tight. But the attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be. A quote from my youth by Alan Watts. Seemingly called to mind is the astonishment of wisdom. Since truth, ladies and gentlemen, especially in this tech-driven, media-saturated, frenetically paced world of ours, is easily airbrushed from the word clouds, struggling to paint us a picture. As to what or to whom does one direct this thing called trust in such paltry articles of faith? This, too, we consider. A website, Mario Vittone, V as in Victor, I-T-T-O-N-E, mariovittone.com, the instinctive drowning response. And a very useful article, Drowning Doesn't Look Like Drowning, Like It Does on TV, by a very knowledgeable person within the United States Coast Guard. I want to broach the topics of conspiracy and of this new spirit of community. They're especially prescient on this date because, as you know, tomorrow marks the 10th year anniversary of 9/11. And we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned to RBN.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The most successful liars are always cloaked amidst the heaviest sprinklings of truth. In this manner are an entire people subjected to boot, then erased from all memory. To be prescient is to have prescience, spelled like pre-science. Prescience is a foreknowledge of events. A divine omniscience, or human anticipation of the course of events. Simply put, it is foresight, a kind of knowingness, a discriminating awareness of a certain presence of mind. It's that gut feeling, ladies and gentlemen, that which was your endowment before you were acculturated to a language and to authoritarian construct. Now, you've heard it said, when all else fails, trust your gut. To have awareness means one can have conscious or subconscious awareness. While unconscious awareness is akin to breathing, to be unaware we as human beings are sentient, meaning we possess sentience, the capacity to feel something beyond even self-awareness, beyond even signs, symbols, the words and the labels we are wont to attach them. To know of suffering is to perceive empathy for others. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, your enemies knew well how easily you could be corrupted and molded to their manipulation. From Pogo, a World War II cartoon created by Walt Kelly, comes this. We have met the enemy, and he is us. I breathe with those who yearn to live free. Yet I live amongst those who unwittingly propound the virtue of community, as exemplified by this mock exchange in a conversation only yesterday I had with myself. Why don't you want to live as the rest of your neighbors do, in a nice community? Why do you live as you do instead, as a hermit? Because I'm an American, a oneer. O-N-E-R. You too are a oneer, a unique, extraordinary person or a thing. But then, given you are not merely a thing, therefore you must be too. One of a kind, yourself a oneer. Lark, except that you spelled that word out, I would have thought you'd said winner, and you had perhaps misspoken. I've never heard this word oneer before. Is it made up? No. Nowadays, the only place you see this word frequently is in crossword puzzles. So if you had never worked crossword puzzles for any length of time, you wouldn't likely have encountered this word. And seldom anymore is it used in popular speech. This be the case, the word oneer is integral to our discussion today surrounding conspiracy and community. And I take the view, by the way, of those who've contrasted the accidental theory of history with the conspiratorial theory of history. And in this day and age, I try never to accept anything on blind faith alone. Yes, it's true, accidents do happen. And they are commonplace. All of us know this. We're going to explore what these words today, conspire, conspiracy, and community, actually mean. But first, a side note or two about Hermes, from which come the English words hermit and hermeneutics. Hermeneutics, H-E-R-M, as in Mary, E. Edward, N. Nancy, E-U-T-I-C-S, hermeneutics. Now, Hermes was the great messenger of the gods in Greek mythology and a guide to the underworld. An Olympian god, he is also the patron of boundaries and of the travelers who cross them, of shepherds and cowherds, of the cunning of thieves, of orators and wit, of literature and poets, of athletics and sports, of weights and measures, of invention, and of commerce in general. His symbols include the tortoise, the rooster, the winged sandals, the winged hat, and the caduceus. Caduceus, C-A-D, UCEUS. You may recognize this symbol in hospitals, in physicians' office, on correspondence from hospitals and physicians. The caduceus is the staff carried by Hermes in Greek mythology. The same staff was also borne by heralds in general. It is a short staff entwined by two serpents, sometimes surmounted by wings. In Roman iconography, it was often depicted being carried in the left hand of Mercury, the messenger of the Roman gods, guide of the dead and protector of merchants, shepherds, gamblers, liars, and thieves. In later antiquity, the caduceus provided the basis for the astrological symbol representing the planet Mercury. Thus, through its use in astrology and alchemy, it has come to denote the elemental metal of the same name. By extension of its association with Mercury and Hermes, the caduceus is also a recognized symbol of commerce and negotiation, two realms in which balanced exchange and reciprocity are recognized as ideals. This association is ancient and consistent with the classical period to modern times. The caduceus is also used as a symbol representing printing, again, by the extension of the attributes of Mercury, in this case, associated with writing and eloquence. The caduceus is sometimes mistakenly used as a symbol of medicine and/or of medical practice, especially in North America, because of widespread confusion with the traditional medical symbol, the rod of Asclepius, which has only a single snake and no wings. So, there has been a long-standing dispute within the medical industry as to the symbology associated with the business and practice of medicine. It is relatively common, especially in the United States, to find the caduceus with its two snakes and wings used as a symbol of medicine instead of the correct rod of Asclepius with only a single snake. This usage is erroneous, popularized largely as a result of the adoption of the caduceus as its insignia by the United States Army Medical Corps in 1902 at the insistence of a single officer. The rod of Asclepius is the dominant symbol for healthcare professionals and associations. Remember that word associations and its tie-in to syndicalist and to syndicalism. One survey found that 62% of healthcare professionals use the rod of Asclepius, while 76% of commercial healthcare organizations used the caduceus. This from Stuart Tyson in the Scientific Monthly, The Caduceus. As God of the High Road and the Marketplace, Hermes was perhaps above all else the patron of commerce and the fat purse. As a corollary, he was the special protector of the traveling salesman. As spokesman for the gods, he not only brought peace on earth, occasionally even the peace of death, will return to continue after this.
Did Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We were listening to Stuart Tyson's piece, The Caduceus, as written in the Scientific Monthly. As spokesman for the gods, Hermes not only brought peace on Earth, occasionally even the peace of death, but his silver-tongued eloquence could always make the worse appear the better cause. From this latter point of view, would not his symbol be suitable for certain congressmen, medical quacks, book agents, and purveyors of vacuum cleaners, rather than the straight-talking, straight-speaking therapeutist? As conductor of the dead to their subterranean abode, his emblem would seem more appropriate on a hearse than on a physician's car. The Homeric hymn to Hermes invokes him as the one, quote, of many shifts, blandly cunning, a robber, a cattle driver, a bringer of dreams, a watcher by night, and a thief at the gates, end quote. Now, Hermes' name is the root of the words hermit and hermeneutics, the study and theory of interpretation. According to the prominent folklorist Melitinsky, Hermes is a deified trickster. Hermes also served as a psychopomp, or an escort for the dead to help them find their way to the afterlife, or as in the case of the Greek myths, the underworld. And in many Greek myths, he could enter and leave the underworld without hindrance. Interestingly, the night Hermes was born, he slipped away from his mother and stole his elder brother Apollo's cattle. In religious studies and social philosophy, hermeneutics is the study of the theory and practice of interpretation. Traditionally, hermeneutics, which includes biblical hermeneutics, refers to the study of the interpretation of written texts, especially texts in the areas of literature, religion, and law. The terms exegesis and hermeneutics, exegesis, E-X-E-G-S-G-E-S-I-S, exegesis, and hermeneutics are sometimes used interchangeably because exegesis focuses primarily on the written text. Hermeneutics, however, is more widely defined in its disciplines related to interpretation theory, including the entire framework of the interpretive process, and encompassing all forms of communication and expression, written, verbal, artistic, geopolitical, physiological, sociological, etc. When one looks closely at words like conspire, conspiracy, and community, for instance, it's instructive to thoroughly examine hermeneutics. Besides being the mediator between the gods themselves and between the gods and humanity, Hermes leads souls to the underworld upon death. He is also considered the inventor of language and speech, an interpreter, a liar, a thief, and a trickster. These multiple roles make Hermes an ideal representative figure for hermeneutics. As Socrates notes, words have the power to reveal or conceal, thus promoting the message in an ambiguous way. The Greek view of language as consisting of signs that could lead to truth or falsehood is the very essence of Hermes, who is said to relish the uneasiness of the recipients. The traditional etymology of hermeneutics is derived from the Greek word meaning to translate or interpret, and is of uncertain origin. It was introduced into philosophy mainly through the title of Aristotle's work. And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can only matter if you have time.
We were taking a glance at Aristotle's influence on hermeneutics, Aristotle being considered an early hermeneutic. He offers an early understanding that lays the groundwork for many contemporary theories of interpretation and semiotics, the study of signs. Semi, S-E-M-I-O-T-I-C-S. Semiotics, the study of signs. Quoting Aristotle, words spoken are symbols or signs. Symbola, of affections or impressions, pathemata, of the soul, psyche. Written words are the signs of words spoken. As writing, so also is speech not the same for all races of men. But the mental affections themselves, of which these words are primarily signs, Samia, are the same for the whole of mankind, as are also the objects, pragmata, of which those affections are representatives
representations, or likenesses, images, copies. Homo eomata. From Aristotle, on interpretation. There's much to explore in this Wikipedia entry, much to explore in general regarding language and its interpretation. But for a moment, we'll focus on its application in sociology. In sociology, hermeneutics means the interpretation and understanding of social events by analyzing their meanings to the human participants and their culture. It enjoyed prominence during the 60s and 70s and differs from other interpretive schools of sociology in that it emphasizes the importance of the context as well as the form of any given social behavior. The central principle of hermeneutics is that it is only possible to grasp the meaning of an action or statement by relating it to the whole discourse or worldview from which it originates. For instance, putting a piece of paper in a box might be considered a meaningless action unless put in the context of democratic elections and the action of putting a ballot paper in a box. One can frequently find reference to the hermeneutic circle, that is, relating the whole to the part and the part to the whole. Hermeneutics in sociology was most heavily influenced by German philosopher Hans-Georg Gadamer. The field of marketing has adopted this term from sociology, using the term to refer to qualitative studies in which interviews with or other forms of text from one or a small number of people are closely read, analyzed, and interpreted. Now on to conspiracy. Quickly, con means together, with, against, also to deceive, a con artist, a convict. A spire is a tower. The Latin spiritus is breath. So to conspire, can it mean to breathe together? As to conspiracy, contained within is that word, piracy. Hence the expressions, a conspiracy of silence, cover-up, dens of iniquity, honor among thieves, and in an elitist veiled inference, in greeting or regard to a classmate, a peer, hail fellow, well met. Now James Joyce used the phrase, hail fellow, well met, the next moment, quote unquote, in Ulysses, to describe newspaper men. The expression was also employed by W. Somerset Maugham to describe his coterie of drinking buddies. And for this, if you are to defend against conspiracy of the widespread systemic crime I described in previous broadcast, do you breathe consciously together with them? Or do you repel these enemies who have enslaved us all? For a deeper investigation of these words, myriad definitions and meanings, I can suggest related searches online, starting with the keywords breath, spirit, pneumatology, and piracy. As to spirit, The English word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus, meaning breath, but also spirit, soul, courage, vigor. It is distinguished from the Latin anima, or soul. In Greek, this distinction exists between pneuma, also meaning breath, mortal air, spirit, and psyche, or soul. Breathing is an unconscious act, and it does not normally require one to direct conscious attention in order for a body to know instinctively of its effect. Unlike our senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, the breath affects every aspect of our being, of life itself. Yet breathing is also one of the few bodily functions which, within limits, can be controlled both consciously and unconsciously. Thus can it be self-governed and self-regulated by one who learns of its impact upon emotion, homeostasis, and equilibrium or balance. In philosophy, see also the golden mean. For Aristotle's and the ancient Greeks, idealization of beauty, with its emphasis on the three ingredients of symmetry, proportion, and harmony. Incidentally, one great secret to controlling fear is controlling breath. A worthy study, one easily learned. To the word pneumatology, an English word, it comes from two Greek words. Pneuma, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E-U-M-A, or spirit, and logos, or teaching about spirit. And in Christian theology, we refer to the study of the Holy Spirit. Pneumatology would normally include study of the person of the Holy Spirit and the works of the Holy Spirit. This word spirit came into Middle English, this is Old Middle English, via Old French. The distinction between soul and spirit also developed in the Abrahamic religions. Yet English speakers use the word spirit in two related contexts, one metaphysical and the other metaphorical. Similar concepts exist in the Sanskrit. Akasha, Atman, also prana. Some languages use a word for spirit, often closely related, if not synonymous, to mind. Examples include the German Geist, related to the English word ghost. Think of Zeitgeist. Or the French L'esprit, as in esprit de corps, the spirit, the morale of the troops. English versions of the Bible most commonly translate the Hebrew word ruach, or wind, as the spirit, whose essence is divine. Now, you may also be amused by the site truetheracy.com. Drop the letter P in the word piracy, then substitute the word truth. TrueTheracy.com. Now here's a peek inside the mind of a socialist community thinker, a communitarian.
one who deigns it within his purview to also think for you. In errorism versus terrorism, he asks, erroneous with respect to what? How is this condition to be understood in the light of the insight of Chuang Tzu, the pivot? Tao is obscured when men understand only one of a pair of opposites, or concentrate only on a partial aspect of being. Each denies what the other affirms, and affirms what the other denies. What use is this struggle to set up no against yes, and yes against no? When the wise man grasps this pivot, he is in the center of the circle, and there he stands, while yes and no pursue each other around the circumference. What is this larger framework to which the dynamics between errorist and terrorist point? How does an errorist comprehend that framework when one of the characteristics of errorism as a hegemonic mode of thought is to assume that its values are necessarily universal? As an aside, our storyteller writer is a retired United Nations academic by trade and socialist convention. His value to the globalist is that he entrains his reader to the song and dance rhythms of his own inner voice. In so doing, he demonstrates himself to be the true believer for which he was groomed. Now, this gentleman is quite a scholarly gentleman and elderly gentleman by the name of Anthony Judge. I would imagine, as you would imagine, to meet Mr. Judge would not be anything but a cordial, easygoing experience. Probably quite a nice fellow. Some of the titles of his works include Cognitive Ballistics versus Derivative Correlation in Mimetic Warfare, A Study of Encroachment, Complicity, Denial, and his word, Terrorism, related to the Latin terra, earth or land. Also, community plus Arianism. Community, the plus sign, Arianism, regarded a Christian heresy for the most part today. Also, missiles, missives, missions, and mimetic warfare, written in June 2001, subtitle of which, Navigation of Strategic Interfaces in Multidimensional Knowledge Space. Now, Mr. Judge is the former Director of Research and Communication, as well as the Assistant Secretary General of the Union of International Associations. Recall that word, associations and unions, in their connection to syndicalism and socialism. So let's begin our examination of this word, community, as adopted from international law, as it has been overlaid upon American constitutional law, as in the contract clause styled the supremacy of communitarian law, as it's employed in the schemes of those free trade scammers who have betrayed the highest aspirations of their own countrymen in their plans to make nation-states, like America, obsolete. In the spirit of community, the title of a book, one of many, by Werner Falk, Herr Doktor Amitai Etzioni, and we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
These things can only matter
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties.
Yes.
As a listener of RBN, no one understands
this
concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Volume-wise or
with
what?
With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real
Okay, I appreciate
wonderland.
That. I'm on the air again.
LibertyStickers.com
Thanks,
has
Larry.
A huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I want to apologize for this academic exercise. But at this moment, what I want to share with you is truly critical information. Just as with the study of hermeneutics, we get to the meat of the matter vis-a-vis interpretation of signs, symbols, and words in language. In this widespread use of the word community today, other terms you may be familiar with, sustainable development, Agenda 21, ICLEI, the acronym, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. All of this came from the minds of men such as Mr. Judge. But the father of American communitarianism, the author of the aforementioned book, The Spirit of Community, is especially of note because Dr. Amitai Etzioni now gives policy briefings before the top brass, before the Pentagon. Now, his Hebrew name means Tree of Knowledge from Zion. And with community law, or communitarian law, and this new ism, communitarianism, which has taken hold, captured academia by storm, as it were, we must recognize that all capitalist, fascist, corporatist, communist, and socialist are entrained today to Talmudic groupthink, and so have become communitarians. The school of thought being foisted upon this whole wide world and upon all Americans, ladies and gentlemen, is communitarianism. So to conclude our broadcast today, I would like to reference the website Living Outside the Dialectic. Just do a search, Living Outside the Dialectic. To the right, you will see popular post. And may I suggest, Nikki Rapana talks to herself about communitarianism. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. You're tuned to RBN.